This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Georgia is voting. Voters in the U.S. state of Georgia are deciding the balance of power in Congress in a pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections. Tuesday's voting will help determine President-elect Joe Biden's ability to enact his agenda. More than 3 million Georgians had voted early either by mail or during in-person voting. None of the early ballots will be counted until Tuesday evening, and the public is likely to not know the official winners on election night. As people watch what happens in Georgia, a storm is brewing in Washington, D.C. Several Republican lawmakers and Trump allies plan to object to Electoral College results for multiple key states that determine the November presidential election. Also, pro-Trump protesters are gathering, and the National Guard has been activated while the city prepared for potentially violent protests. Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Wisconsin have cleared a white police officer in the August 23rd shooting of Jacob Blake in the city of Kenosha. Blake, who is black, was shot four times at close range in an incident that touched off deadly street protests in the United States. Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely made the announcement.
It is my decision now that I announce today before you that no Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case, will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and the laws.
Officials said there was a knife inside Blake's car, and Gravely said the officer had the right to self-defense. Blake's lawyer said Blake was attempting to break up a fight. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against entities and individuals associated with Iran's steel industry on Tuesday. It's the latest move in a U.S. pressure campaign against Tehran in the final days of President Trump's presidency. The Treasury said in a statement that it blacklisted more than a dozen entities and one person. The sanctions were imposed on the Chinese-owned Kaifeng Pingmei New Carbon Materials Technology Limited. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the administration remains committed to denying revenue flowing to the Iranian regime as it continues to support terrorist groups, support oppressive regimes, and seek weapons of mass destruction. Iran's steel sector is a major source of revenue for the government. Iran launched exercises featuring a wide array of domestically produced drones on Tuesday, days after the anniversary of the U.S. killing of a top Iranian general by a drone strike in Iraq. Iran's armed forces are to test combat drones used as bombers, interceptors, and in reconnaissance missions in the two-day exercises in central Semnan province. The semi-official Fars News Agency made that statement. Qatar's ruling emir arrived Tuesday in Saudi Arabia for a summit of Gulf leaders that follows the announcement of Saudi Arabia lifting its years-long embargo on Qatar. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman greeted Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani on the tarmac at the airport in the Saudi city of Al Ula. The two sides are expected to sign an agreement opening airspace and land and sea borders at the Gulf Cooperation Council summit. Saudi King Salman will chair the gathering. England is facing a lockdown that will last at least 6 weeks. In an interview, Cabinet Minister Michael Gove said it is crucial citizens observe the new lockdown rules and in doing so help suppress the current spike in COVID-19 infections. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said Tuesday President Trump would not be allowed to play golf in Scotland in the coming weeks because of the newly imposed COVID-19 lockdown. Speaking to reporters during her regular COVID-19 update, Sturgeon was asked about reports that the outgoing President Trump was planning to travel to his Turnberry golf resort in Scotland on January 20th, when President-elect Biden will be inaugurated. Sturgeon announced a full lockdown across Scotland on Monday following the surge in COVID cases. She said, quote, "We are not allowing people to come into Scotland without an essential purpose right now, and that would apply to him just as it applies to anybody else." Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.